Steve Jaco pre-game interview.
Straight away into the St Kilda camp because we're lucky enough to be joined by assistant coach Adam Skrobalak. Skrobber, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny Cass and Brendan McCartney in the K-Rock Hub. Straight off the top, South Point Garden Supplies. We need a weather report. What's it like in the Alice at 20 to 6 in the evening?
I haven't checked for a bit, but it was 27 when we landed. But it's a beautiful night down here. The sun's shining still and a little bit of shadow over the ground. And the ground's in beautiful, Nick.
The Saints are not acclimatised to playing in the Alice. It's a big ground as well. Have you been able to do anything during training in the hub to be able to get your head around how you have to play Traeger Park?
No, not really. Obviously, we've played a fair bit of footy at the Gabba and the Gold Coast over the last sort of month or two. So similar conditions, but as Brendan would know from being at the D's, a lot of it's probably sweat here. It's not so much moisture through the ground as it has been at the other ground. So, we've got a few little things that we'll run on the bench with towels, etc., but nothing over the top, really.
2-point loss last week to the Lions. Are they easy to move on those from those close ones, or do they linger for a little while among the group as a what could have been?
I think you've definitely got to review them. I think it was, for our group, just a bit of acceptance that we can match it with the top teams, although they didn't really put us away with their kicking. We had plenty of opportunities to win the game in the last quarter, and probably just bombed away and played a little bit skinny and didn't shift the ball. And we know Brisbane like to get in line and take those sort of contested marks in packs. So if we get the ball to the open side and bring it in that way, we'll give us some greater opportunity. So we learn a lot from it, as we have with every game that we've lost this year. So hopefully we can learn and keep moving forward and keep improving as a group.
Adam, what would you like to do well tonight? What do you think is key to winning?
They're a very contested side, Melbourne. And have been for some time now. So we've got to get that done on the inside. But really, if we can compete in there, the game would be won on the outside for us. We've got a lot of speed out there. If we use the ball well, we think we can open them up. But if we don't win the ball at the contest, we're going to be chasing butt the other way.
For Prestige, Jaco speaking with St Kilda assistant coach Adam Skrobalak. He's Brendan McCartney.
Hey, Skrobber, how are you, mate?
G'day, Brendan, how are you?
Good. Hey, did you guys fly in today or were you there last night?
No, we flew in today. We actually shared the plane with Melbourne and even the hotel for a couple of hours with Melbourne as well.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because it's foreign to me, haven't done it for a long time. How are you finding that? Because normally it's the night before and some teams have traditionally, when they've got to travel further, go up to 2 days earlier to get bodies acclimatised, etc.
Yeah, it's a hard one. But we went to Adelaide 2 weeks in a row and flew up and back in a day, although it's probably an hour less time, but we did spend 2 hours on the bus to the airport that day. So we think there's a sort of pretty similar look to what we've done this time, and we had two really good results. So I think it's more mind over matter than anything once we get in the game and get rolling. But I guess the thing here is Melbourne have done exactly the same as what we have, so there's no advantage to either team, really. Just get out there and play the way we want to play.
It's been, I guess, for you guys, a year where you just have to roll a little bit, I guess. Is that the right way to say it? Roll with everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of new learnings, I think, for players and coaches and just the staff in general. It's been a lot of change with a lot of things. And like we've spoken about as a club, if you're adaptable, you can actually get an advantage on some teams. And we feel we've done that to a certain extent. It's just everyone's in a different environment. And who can cope the best, I think, will come out looking pretty good.
You guys, just from watching, just have a bit more of a stamp and a brand about you. Do you feel that as a coaching group? That's just an observation from me. And if that's the case, what are the things you've been most happy with during the year with your boys?
Yeah, Macca, that's a great point. When we got the new boys in from the other clubs, we actually all sat down and asked them what they thought of St Kilda footy clubs and the way we play. And one of the things that stood out was we didn't have a brand. But the way Rats coaches, he wants all facets of the game to be really strong. But the learnings for us really have been the different tempos. We've traditionally been a team that goes quick and flies through on offense, but we've been able to adapt a slower game as well over time. But we can't be just a contested team. We can't be just an outside team. I think we've got the right mix that can adapt to all ways. So if you have to say really, really a brand, I think it's the way we can play different styles and be able to change from quarter to quarter.
Skrobber, last time we spoke, you mentioned that your better half was pregnant. How is that travelling at the moment? Is that going to impact you potentially come final time that you may have to go home?
Yeah, it may. She'll go home on Tuesday or Wednesday. So, yeah, she's due on the 20th of October, which will put us sort of to deep end of final. So, yeah, there's a fair chance I'll go a little bit earlier than that. And, yeah, we'll sort of work through things there. But we're working. Ben McGlynn works with me, so he's sort of starting to start to take a few things and meetings and step into some of my roles. So just in case that does happen.
Okay. Be a nice problem to have, though, that you've got to go and you've got to leave your club either at a preliminary final or grand final stage.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it'd be great for the club. Obviously, we've been striving for a long time, and now this is my sixth year, and we haven't really looked like making finals. So, disappointing on a personal front, but as for the club, it'd be an amazing effort, especially in these circumstances. It's, you know, like as we've spoken about, there's so much that's changed this year, and we'll have to be so adaptable and living away from home. And we've got some great people around the footy club that have made it so much easier on the playing group. And I think when we sit back, wherever the season ends, we'll all reflect on sort of how it's gone and how we've adapted so well. And that's really due to the people and the quality of people we've got around the club.
Can I ask you how Ryan Abbott's tracking since he came across from the Cats at the end of last year, took a deal that was greater than what the Cats were offering? He hasn't been able to break into the AFL team yet, obviously with the likes of Marshall and Ryder playing good footy, but can you give us an update on Grovedale's favourite son?
Yeah, Ryan's going really well. Even like, we've had some games up here where our, they call them non-playing squad, have been able to play, and he's been really good in those games, but just hasn't been able to crack in because those two have been fairly consistent. He was close a couple of weeks ago when Paddy was a little bit sore, but I'm sure he'll get his opportunity. The great thing about Ryan is he doesn't sook and whinge about things. You know, he's come across, opened the place in senior footy, hasn't been able to do that yet, but he still trains with the same intensity. He still brings energy to the group, and there's no sulking or whinging. And as I said, like, it's important to do when you're away from home that you can keep the energy up and keep in good spirits. So he's a great person. And, yeah, we have to have him around for a while.
Absolutely. Scrubber, hey, really appreciate your time. Hope you enjoy the time in the Alice. It'll be short. It'll be there probably less than 24 hours. But the best part will be that you'll be able to hopefully get on the plane with 4 points in the bank and pick up win number 9 and be a step closer to going back to the finals. Really appreciate your time as always. Good luck tonight.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me, guys.
Adam Scrubberlack joining us there for Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. You'll find them on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.